Hello, and welcome to Forgotten Fantasy, a Gamersological production. And today we will be carrying on with Part 3, Chapter 2 of Emperor Blood, and I hope you enjoy it.
Chapter 2. Tanchi's circulation sped up. He drew in a breath and took in a mouthful of burlap. The sacking over his eyes couldn't absorb all the bright light. Tanchi shuddered with the cold air that brushed his naked body. The metal slab froze his back, and icy steel held his stretched-out wrists and ankles. Screams echoed from far away. "You won't be chilly for long," Reimer said above him. "Your own laser'll soon warm you up. Unless you tell me your password. A change from your old handheld. A new lack of trust of other vampires?" Tanchi had trained for this eventuality, but his bowels turned to water. At least he would have long periods of stasis and rictus. That would slow them down. How long was necessary before he broke? For everything in his handheld was false. He must not give out that information, nor tell them his mission. Only answer what was asked. "No?" Reimer asked. Burning streamed down Tanchi's body. His screams deafened his ears. He fell into stasis. The awake gas brought him around. Tanchi's fear froze him to the slab. Not this. Not both gases in the possession of the enemy. "Thank your region for your wakefulness," Reimer laughed. A guard pulled off the burlap sack. Tanchi screwed up his eyes at the brightness. The lights dimmed and he opened his eyes. A guard held a video camera. "Her jealousy's a wonder to behold," Reimer waved the old hand held at Tanchi. "The cost for killing a rival. Of course she didn't think it through. Now the gas for a video of your torture, and eventually, after a time, your death." Reimer shook his head. "Mystery of the woman and the beast she rides." Another stream of fire. Tanchi opened his mouth to give in. "Enough of this for the moment," Reimer said. "Hear the other screams?" The shrieks from the next room intensified. Reimer paused, waiting for an answer. "I can't hear you. Say, yes, master." Someone slapped his burnt chest. Tanchi groaned. "Yes, master." "That's your brother. Only in his case, it's slow burning to ashes. You thought they escaped, didn't you?" Reimer paused. "Answer me." "Yes, master." He had failed again. Everything had gone wrong. "Can you hear those high shrieks? That's your whore of Babylon, bringing her back to God's grace. Unfortunately, she wickedly seduced a few of my men to the sin of fornication before we could stop her." Tanchi moaned. "Give me what I want, and I'll have your brother burned to ashes immediately. The girl's no doubt ready for her confession and martyrdom. I'll give you that one." Tanchi gave over the password for the new handheld. "Now we're going to teach you to obey me. Place the clamps and turn on the electricity. Low is fine." Pain twisted through Tanchi, tunneling shafts of fire without relief. He howled to the universe. His mother appeared before him. She protected him, her little boy. She would make the bad people stop torturing him. "Mama, mama, it hurts. I'm your mama and your papa. Will you be a good son, a good slave?" "Yes, master," Tanchi gasped. He smelt good, sweet stasis gas and stiffened into rictus. Tanchi groaned as he came out of stasis. He ached inside and out. The hunger raged. Only blood, human blood, could cure him. He shivered as he lay half-naked and chained to the wall. The rest of his clothes sat in a heap beside him. No sandals, no laser, no tool pouch, no handheld. The seppuku stake was gone, and with it all hope of relief. He pulled Anne's sweater to him, hugged it though it hurt his skin, and curled into a fetal ball. She was kind. He should have told her what was coming. Another innocent destroyed. The opening of the cell door grated through his head. A foot pushed at his side. Tanchi moaned and lifted his head. He stared up at a florid-faced soldier with a gray brush cut. The jailer grimaced with fear and glanced away. He swallowed hard and stepped back to the door. The old guard and a blonde soldier, with red lumpy rash sprayed across his cheeks, grabbed a struggling blanketed bundle into the cell. Red hair stuck out the top. Anne. They brought him Anne. Tanchi scrambled forward. His chains pulled him back, and he collapsed in pain. "Hold on," the old guard wore a look of disgust. "You'll get your dinner soon enough." Tanchi hissed. Reimer fed him Anne. He lowered his head in shame. His injuries had brought on the blood madness. He would kill her. Stay back. That's good, the old guard said. The guards untied the knots on the bundle and shoved it at Tanchi. The human struggled out, not Anne, the red-haired soldier who brought him to his cell. He smelt of delicious blood. Tanchi grabbed and missed. The man hobbled towards the guards. They trained their lasers at him. In Christ's name, Matthew, the sobbing soldier fell to his knees. Ask the senator to forgive him. I don't know how the vampire escaped. He must have used his magic. Don't let me die like this, I beg you. He'll take my soul. Happy are those who die in the faith of Christ. The old guard shot the man in the legs. The screaming soldier fell close to Tanchi. The noise shut off with Tanchi's mesmerized. Tanchi bent and fed. This is a nasty business, the old guard said. Turn your eyes away, son. Neither of them could. The blonde guard's voice ended in a squeak. Yes, the vampire's healing, the old guard said. The jailers crossed themselves. Go and get the clothes. The other guard left the cell. Tanchi pulled out his fangs and sat back on the floor. The blood warmed and restored him. He closed his eyes, smiled, and stretched. It wasn't Anne's. Andre and she weren't captured. The map of the Abaddon route was safe and heading to Menendek. Reimer had lied. Come on, it's time to dress and go, the old guard said. Tanchi's well-being dissolved. His jailers built him up for the next session of unbearable pain. He huddled into himself and snarled. His shaking hands raised a defense stance. No more burning, the jailer said. Tanchi hissed. The guard squatted down in front of him, just beyond the reach of the chains. He wouldn't meet Tanchi's eyes, but more from wisdom than honesty. I was a farmer for a long time, and know what beating does to dogs and horses. The same for men, and vampires too. I'm not a man who lies. We're through the Abaddon Way and circling march. There's no way you can escape. The senator wants you in the shuttle. That's all. I'm Matthew Reimer, and the other guard is my son, Jebediah. The senator's my cousin and trusts my skills in looking after his special prisoners. You're not a dumb beast. Here's the deal. I'll take good care of you as long as you respect us. I'm a peaceful man by religion and nature. I don't like fussing and fighting, but as you see, I'll do what's necessary. You understand? Yes, sir. That's good. Stand up. I'm removing your manacles. No funny business. Tanchi stared at the floor as he rose, to show he meant no harm. He shivered in the cold and wondered if he'd dare reach for Anne's sweater. Used to heat? Matthew undid the chains. Tanchi nodded. That makes sense for a demon. The jailer picked up the blanket by the dead soldier and tucked it around Tanchi's shoulders. Your clothes are filthy and foreign. Matthew opened a dark bag handed to him by Jebediah and held up odd gray clothes. These are long underwear. They'll keep you nice and warm. He pulled out the black pants suspenders and white shirt of the march. These go over them. Tanchi dropped the blanket and dressed. Matthew helped him with the suspenders, which Tanchi had never used before. Matthew gathered up Tanchi's own clothes. May I keep my sweater, my excellent jailer? Tanchi pretended it had no meaning. For warmth. Matthew chuckled. Never been called excellent before. Sure. Tanchi pulled on Anne's sweater, then fresh socks. Jebediah banged down boots. Tanchi pulled them on, then stood and held out his hands. Giving a curt nod, Matthew clicked manacles around Tanchi's wrists and ankles. Warm now? Yes, sir. I'm going to trust you and not put the sack over your head. Keep your eyes down. Matthew motioned for him to leave the cell, and they walked down the halls. Jebediah carried a black cape over one arm. They entered the shuttle bay. Matthew took the cape, flicked it open, and placed it over Tanchi's shoulders. The red lining stood out from his sea of black. It's winter at home, Matthew said. Nighttime? Tanchi remembered the sun. He doubted this planet was safe like Revenant. The shuttle touches down at 1600. It'll be just dark. Thank you. Jailers and prisoner walked across to the open door of the plane and entered. Smile, Matthew said. What? Tanchi grimaced with a quick flash of fangs. Several soldiers murmured over the fact that his eyes remained uncovered. Just like Dracula. Good work, Matthew. Senator Reimer sent the guards a pleased look. They saluted, then walked Tanchi down the aisle. Matthew motioned Tanchi to a window seat at the back. and his guards sat around him. Across the aisle, also chained, sat the stocky soldier who had failed to keep him captured, one of the soldiers who had beaten him. Tanchi looked him over. The man hunched into himself. He smelt of fear. Matthew noted Tanchi's anticipation. The disgusted jailer crossed his arms and settled back in his seat. The shuttle touched down in falling snow. Tanchi stared out the window enthralled. So much snow. He'd never seen so much. Not even on the highest mountain of Menendek. Jeweled white feathers spun and sparkled in the runway lights. He placed his hand to the window as if to touch them. "How can you live in so much snow?" he asked. "You wear your cape for one thing," Matthew said. "Come on, up." The guards moved Tanchi to the front of the shuttle, where Reimer waited. The senator raised an arm to stop him. "Kowtow," he said to Tanchi. Matthew narrowed his eyes and muttered under his breath, "All are equal in the sight of God." "It's not human," Reimer sent Matthew a disapproving stare. "You salute, they kowtow to their betters." "Yes, sir." Matthew and Jebediah stood at attention and saluted. Tanchi kowtowed. He knew the senator meant to humiliate him. It meant nothing in front of these humans. His own people had done it better. "Bring the condemned to the doorway," Reimer said. "Get up, vampire, and execute this sinner." Tanchi rose and examined the scab on Reimer's neck. Reimer flinched, then smirked. "You burn so easily." "Yes, sir, I don't forget." Tanchi ran his tongue quickly over his fangs. "Please forgive me, sir," the condemned man sent the senator a beseeching look. "I forgive you," Reimer said. "Happy are those who die in the faith of Christ." The guards pushed the condemned and Tanchi to the top step of the stairs. A large, somber crowd of drab men waited on the tarmac. Military police stood in front of them, creating a pathway to a long, black bullet train. Tanchi straightened himself, in chains yet free to stand as the Kuan among these humans. The cape billowed black back, showing some of the red wool lining. Snow fell in front of him. The men stared up in silence. Tanchi leered at the crowd, pivoted, and mesmerized his victim. His guards caught the unconscious man, whose head lolled back, exposing his neck. Tanchi attacked and fed. His quiet sucking echoed in the silence of the snow. Tanchi finished. Matthew nudged him to go down the stairs. Tanchi reached the bottom and stepped forward. Everyone in the crowd genuflected. Tanchi advanced through the silent crowd to the train. Some prayed. Those caught in his gaze averted their frightened eyes, backed away, and crossed themselves. "Be afraid," Tanchi thought. "My military are on their way to destroy you."
Thank you all for listening. And of course, if you cannot wait until next week for the next episode, you can go ahead and head on over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/forgottenfantasy. And for $5, you can have a full copy of the book. We also stream live video game content. However, we're taking a bit of a hiatus right now because of COVID, and we just haven't had the time or energy to be able to put work into our live stream. So stay tuned, and our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/gamersillogical. Our Facebook is facebook.com/forgottenfantasy, and our Twitter is twitter.com/@gamersillogical. Y'all take care and good health. Bye-bye now.